My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Kof Hei. The topic of our perek is the 24 mishmaros of the Levi choristers, who are appointed by David to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Tomorrow's perek, Perek Kof Vav, is about the 24 mishmaros of Shoarim, gatekeepers, which served as the temple guard. Where do the mishmaros of Leviim of Perek Kof Gimel fit into this picture? You might recall that Perek Kof Gimel was the mishmaros of Leviim, Perek Chav Dal, the Mishmaros of the Kohanim, and now Prakim Chav He and Chav Vav are the Mishmaros of the Levi, choristers and gatekeepers, respectively. There are two ways of looking at this. We had mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur that there is a disagreement as to whether the lists of Leviim in Perek Chav Gimel correspond to the 24 Mishmaros of Leviim, or whether they are genealogical lists similar to the lists that we saw at the beginning of the Sefer. If they are simply genealogical lists, which was the opinion of the art scroll Divrei Hayamim, then there were two sets of mishmaros of Leviim, the 24 mishmaros of choristers, the topic of Perek Kof Hei, and the 24 mishmaros of the gatekeepers, the topic of Perek Kof Vav. However, others disagree and are of the opinion that there were actually three mishmaros of Leviim. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, a great American Torah leader who died in 1986, addresses this in his commentary on Chumash. In Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches, the Kohanim are instructed regarding the Leviim. V'gam es achecha mate Levi shevet avicha hakrevi tach v'yelavu alecha v'yashir sucha atov v'nacha itach. Your brothers from the tribe of Levi bring close to you. They will accompany you and they will serve you and your children. Rav Yaakov asks, what does it mean that the Leviim will accompany the Kohanim? He answers that we see in the book of Ezra, Perek Zion, Vayalumi bnei Yisrael umin ha-Kohanim v'ha-Leviim v'ha-Mishorim v'ha-Shoarim v'ha-Nesinim el Yerushalayim, that those that came up to Yerushalayim were of the Kohanim, the Leviim, the choristers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants. He continues that presumably there were Leviim that were choristers and Leviim that were gatekeepers, but we see here that they're listed separately. So what is the function of the first group of Leviim? Similarly, he continues, in Perek Yud of the book of Nehemiah, the pasuk says, Ushar ha'am ha-kohanim ha-leviim ha-shoarim ha-mishorim ha-nesinim v'chol ha-nivdal me'ame ha-ratzos el toras elokim. And the rest of the people, the Kohanim, the Leviim, the gatekeepers, the choristers, the temple servants, and all those who separated themselves from the peoples of the land to follow the teaching of Hashem. So we see in the sources from Ezra and Nehemiah that the Psukim lists three distinct groups, Leviim, Shoarim, and Mishorim, Leviim, choristers, and gatekeepers. Rav Yaakov explains that we can understand this based on the Pasuk in Bamidbar, in which the Kohanim are told that the Leviim will accompany them. This means that while the Kohanim are charged with offering up the sacrifices, the Leviim are charged with doing all the auxiliary functions relating to the service in the Beis HaMikdash, like maintaining the vessels, supplying the flour and wine, and baking the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread. So based on the Psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah, in which the Leviim are listed as a group distinct from the choristers and gatekeepers, Rav Yaakov and others are of the opinion that there were three distinct mishmaros of Leviim. The generic Leviim, who served alongside the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the topic of Perek Kof Gimel, the singers, that's the topic of Perek Kof Hei, and the gatekeepers, the topic of Perek Kof Vav. Now let's turn to the choristers. The Gemara tells us, "Ein pochasin mishneim asar Leviim umdimel ha-duchan." There had to be at least 12 singers on the platform. Instruments were optional, but if instruments were used, they also had to be a minimum of 12. Every day of the week, a particular mizmar, a song of Tehillim, was sung by the Leviim when the daily Tumid sacrifice was brought. We remember this at the end of our Shacharis every day, when we say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos or Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, today is the first day of the week or the second day of the week, Shabo Hayu HaLeviim Omer B'Beis HaMikdash, on which day the Leviim would say the following mizmar in the Beis HaMikdash. The Leviim also sang Hallel and other experts from Tehillim or songs from the Chumash, like Az Yashir, the Song of the Sea, or the Song of Ha'azinu from Sefer Devarim, they sang those on special occasions. David divided the singers into 24 mishmaros, with 12 choristers in each mishmar, for a total of 24 times 12, 288 choristers. Pasuk Zion tells us, "Vayhi misparam imachehem melum de shir laHashem, kol hamevin masayim ushmone mushmona." Their total number with their brothers, trained singers of Hashem, all the masters were 288. Like the Leviim in Perek Chaf Gimel and the Kohanim in Perek Chaf Daled, lots were drawn to determine the order in which the mishmaros of the choristers would serve. They apilu gorlos mishmeras l'umas kakaton kagadol mevin im talmud. They cast lots, one watch against the other, the small and the great, the mevin, the expert, along with the talmud, along with the singer still in training. All of them went into the lottery, and then they determined who would serve first, second, etc. The parak tells us that the heads of the mishmaros were drawn from the families of the three main choristers appointed by David HaMelech, Asaf, Haman, and Yedusun, who were from the families of the three sons of Levi, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari, respectively. In Prakim Vav and Tesvav, we read that David appointed the three main choristers to sing at the Mishkan, which stood in Givon, and at the tent, which housed the Aron in Rishalayim, once David moved it there. In our parak, David draws from those same families to establish the mishmaros of the choristers for the future Beis HaMikdash. The three choristers that were mentioned in Prakim Vav and Tezvav were Asaf, Haman, and Isan, descended from the three sons of Levi, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Most of the commentators assume that Isan, mentioned in the previous Prakim, as being from the family of Merari, and Yedusun, who is mentioned in our parak as being from the family of Merari, most assume that those are the same person. Each of the choristers is described at the beginning of our parak as having a prophetic role. They're all associated with some sort of nevuah, some sort of prophecy. Our parak opens, Livnei Asan v'Heman v'Yedusun hanib'in v'chinoros b'nivalim u'b'mitzlatayim. The sons of Asaf, Haman, and Yedusun, who prophesied with instruments. Pasuk Beis continues regarding the sons of Asaf, B'nei Asaf al Yad Asaf, Haniba al Yidei HaMelech. The sons of Asaf, under the guidance of Asaf, who prophesied according to the direction of the king. Pasuk Gimel says regarding Yedusun, Shishal Yidei Avihen Yedusun, Bachinor, Haniba al Hudos v'Halel l'Hashem. Six sons of Yedusun who prophesied in giving thanks and in praising Hashem. And Pasuk Hey regarding Haman, Kol Eila Banim LeHaman, Chozeh HaMelech, B'divrei HaElokim LeHarim Keren. All these were sons of Haman who prophesied in the words of Hashem, LeHarim Keren. LeHarim Keren means literally to raise the horn. It's a metaphor for greatness, for exaltedness. We see in the Song of Chana, she says, "Vayarim Keren Mishicho," that Hashem will raise the horn of His anointed, referring to David HaMelech. And Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches, which we say when the Torah is returned to its place on Shabbos morning, we say, "Vayarim Keren LaAmo," Hashem should make great; He should exalt His people. So Haman and his sons spoke about the future exaltedness of David and the Jewish people. All three, Asaf, Haman, Yedusun, were all associated with prophecy. The association between music and prophecy is seen in other places in Tanakh as well. In Sefer Melachim, the Navi Elisha tells the king, "Vata kechuli menagin, now get me a musician." "Vaya kenagin hamenagin, vatihi alav yad Hashem." And when the musician played, the hands of Hashem came upon him, and then he prophesied. Similarly, in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud, when Shmuel anoints Shaul to be king, he gives him three signs. One of the signs is that he'll meet a group of prophets and he will prophesy with them. That's where the famous expression, Hagam Shaul Banayivim, is Shaul also a prophet, comes from. The pasuk there says, Ufagata chevel neviyam yordim behabama ulifnehem nevel v'sof v'chalil v'chinar v'hemam nisnabim. Shmuel tells Shaul, you'll meet a band of prophets coming down from a high place with instruments, and they will be prophesizing. Rambam, Maimonides, describes prophecy as a natural process in which a person focuses his mind towards the heavens, bringing himself to a higher state of consciousness. In this higher state of consciousness, he becomes a receptacle for the words of Hashem. Music was one way in which Nevi'im of the past brought themselves to this higher state of consciousness that led to Nebuah. Radak says regarding the Chevel Nevi'im, the band of prophets encountered by Shaul, that they were students of the great prophets who lived at that time. Who were those prophets? Radak says, V'hanevi'im hagdolim, shehayu bo so hazman, me'eli ha-David, hayu Elkana v'Shmuel v'Gad v'Nasan v'Asaf v'Heman v'Yedusan. Radak says that the great Nevi'im who existed from the time of Eli the Kohen Gadol through the time of David HaMelech were Elkana was the father of Shmuel, Elkana, Shmuel, Gad and Nasan are both prophets who we see interacting with David in Divrei Hayamim and in Malachim and Shmuel, and finally, Asaph, Heman, and Yedusun. So we see that the three main choristers are counted among the well-known prophets in David HaMelech's time. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us that David wrote Sefer Tehillim, including within it the work of 10 other people. Included in that list of 10 people are three choristers, Asaph, Heman, and Yedusun. Going through Sefer Tehillim, we encounter Mizmor LaAsaph, a song for Asaph. Asaph authored Prakim Nun and Prakim Ein Gimel through Pei Gimel. Similarly, Perak Pei Ches starts Maskil Haman, a song or an instruction for Haman. And Prakim Lametes and Samach Beis start with Lamanatseach Liyadusan. We know that Sefer Tehillim is divinely inspired. It was written in Ruach HaKodesh. So it makes sense that Asaph, Haman, and Yedusan, who wrote Mizmorim of Tehillim, who wrote divinely inspired songs of prayer, praise, and visions of future events, it makes sense that they were prophets, as is emphasized at the beginning of our perek. The perek tells us that the heads of the 24 mishmaros of the choristers were divided as follows. 4 were sons of Asaph, 14 were sons of Haman, and 6 were sons of Yedusun, for a total of 24. I end this parak with an interesting note regarding Haman's sons. This is what happened when I read the list of Haman's sons in Pasuk Dalet. B'nai Haman, Bukia, Matanyahu, Uziel, Shvuel, Virimos, Hanania, Hanani, Elyasa, Gidalti, Veromamti. And then I stopped. Gidalti, Veromamti? One of the great things about being a Beis Yaakov graduate is that there are psukim you have memorized and that stay with you for life. Gidalti v'Romamti comes from Sefer Yeshayahu. Sefer Yeshayahu opens with the words Chazon Yeshayahu. This is the Haftorah we read on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, which is called Shabbos Chazon. The Haftorah continues, Shimu Shamayim v'Hazinu Eretz, Ki Hashem Diber. Heavens hear, and earth give your ear, for Hashem has spoken. Banim Gidalti v'Romamti, V'Heim Pashubi. I have reared children, and I have exalted them, and they have rebelled against me. We describe the role of the sons of Haman as to prophesize laharim keren, to raise the horn, to prophesize about the future greatness of David and the Jewish people. Perhaps, just like Yeshayahu called his son Sharyashev, which means the remainder would return, to reflect the fact that the Jewish people would one day return from exile, perhaps in the same way, Haman gave his children names, Gidalti v'Romamti, to reflect the message that he and his sons were meant to communicate regarding the future greatness of the Davidic kingdom and the Jewish people. This year is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedalyahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.